New Zealand's steamiest podcast, Sex.Life, is back for season two. Binge the first episodes now.
My favourite was the wrestling night. When I whipped off my skirt and high heels and I was just in that bodysuit and mask.
Yeah.
And I had the mountain man.
Yeah.
Rolling around.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Sex.Life, new episode every Wednesday. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to Wild Secrets.
Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe, the perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod.
Guys, I've made a fashion purchase.
Oh, God.
Another one. Now, this purchase, it stumbled across. I was targeted advertising, but then I looked into the company and it's a small, single, one-woman-run Australian business. And she makes custom shirts out of old vintage tea towels. That she's washed, obviously.
Yeah.
She's washed them.
Any stains?
Well, I've seen a couple that have stains.
Right.
But I'll see past the stains.
Are they flannelly?
No, like cottony.
Right.
So I messaged her saying, oh my gosh, I love the shirts that you make. And koala bears are my favourite animals. And she had a bunch of tea towels. Can you see these? Old vintage koala bears.
Yep.
And then she takes them and turns them into these cool shirts. And then I said to her, oh, I'm from New Zealand, though. And she was like, oh, my God, I've got some New Zealand tea towels.
Oh, yeah.
And so the front's going to be koala bears and the back's going to be all New Zealand vintage tea towels.
So it's going to be like a trans-Tasman T-shirt or shirt.
Shirt.
Okay.
Let me show you.
Show me some examples of what so far you have described an absolute monstrosity.
That's quite cool.
They're
that
like
Melbourne
patchwork,
one.
Kitschy.
Yeah,
is that what you call?
Patchwork shirt.
That's right up your alley, isn't it?
Made out of old vintage tea towels.
Tea towels been used? Because, you know, by the end of their lives, tea towels are a bit.
Yeah, some of them are a bit holy, but I think she cuts around the, you know, holes and...
And it's more than just... Then she puts that onto the shirt.
No, it's made of it. I do want to know if there's a lining.
That'd be scratchy. Yeah, you've got sensitive skin, doll.
Yeah, do you think the koala bears are going to itch me? I just couldn't resist the idea of having a custom-made koala shirt. Look, this one's got kangaroos on it.
Oh.
I know...
You've purchased this.
I'm going to say, I know this is as... far from anything you would ever wear, Fletch,
Absolutely.
But look at it. Look, you can have old mats
I like that one.
How good's it going to be?
We'll give the Instagram a shout out because people might be trying to visualise what this looks like.
Oh, absolutely. Well, look,
especially
small business.
Are overseas listeners, like people that aren't Australasian, do they do like catch tea towels overseas?
Yeah, because this is very,
very Kiwi
growing
and
up
Aussie.
In the 70s, eh?
Yeah.
Well, the brand's House of Clear. That's the name, House of Clear, C-L-A-R-E. And yeah, she just collects, and you can like do custom things, be like, I'm really into horses. And she'll find some horsey tea towels for you.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
So I'll show you the back of the one that I'm getting is, it's got, I guess that's a, what kind
a
of bird is it?
A tui, yeah.
And some corfi.
Very
and
Kiwi.
And some sort of tiki things and a map. And then the front's just koalas, my favourite animal. Anyway, pretty cool.
Just to dance back, tea towel wise, the British love a commemorative tea towel.
They?
And that's who we got it off.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
They're all about a souvenir or a.
Yeah, like
you know,
a big
royal.
Ben, big Ben tea towel.
Yeah,
the
or
Royal
like the
Guards.
Queen,
Tower of
you know,
London.
Ones of the Queen and stuff.
Yeah, Scotland. I think my grandparents had some Scotland tea towels.
Okay.
Well, this is. Literally, I'm fizzing at the bunghole over this shirt.
The last time I tried to buy tea towels, I was pretty upset with the kind of tea towels. Like, they're pretty meh.
I got some Alsco, the same ones as those Alsco ones that you always have at a workplace.
You say Andco wrong?
No, it's Alsco, isn't it?
No, Warren's talking about the people that come to your workplace
and then pack the towels.
Put in a hideous towel.
Yes.
They might not be great to look at, but they're a phenomenal towel.
Yeah,
oh,
they're a good tea towel.
They're a great tea towel. None of this like pushing around the water. They soak it in.
Yeah, but they've got their logo on it as well.
No. These are the ones
that they have. Right.
I think tea towels are almost like 70% about aesthetics, 30% about functionality.
Yeah, but like a beach towel, you don't want a shit one because then you're just moving the water around.
Moving water and sand around.
Yeah,
you want. I honestly thought you said like a beach towel, you don't want to shit on one, and I was like, I'm interested to see where this is going.
Of course, you don't want to shit on your beach towel.
Okay,
absolutely
would you prefer
not.
To shit on a tea towel or a beach towel?
Beach towel, because you could wrap up the shit and bury it better.
Why are
no,
we
but
talking
can't bury
about
the
this?
Whole towel?
I would.
No,
it
you would have
a tea
less
towel because
impact.
It could go off. It could like it's.
How big
through.
Are your shits that a tea towel wouldn't be enough?
I took one at the weekend that...
Oh, boy. You've really brought down the decorum
yeah, I have.
Of
this was
podcast.
About supporting a lovely small business making me a custom koala shirt.
And now you're shitting in towels.
See, no, here, I found some of the Alsco tea towel, which is just kind of what they become known as. Look at this. Linen King has them.
Oh, yuck. Yeah, we've had
$3.60. They're a great tea towel. Yeah. They're a very
they belong in a commercial kitchen or a marae and nowhere else.
They're purposely made hideous so that you don't steal them from your workplace kitchen. Mm.
You, no one's making a shirt out of those.
I wouldn't even shit in one of those. I wouldn't even shit on one of those.
You wouldn't even shit in one of those?
No, it's not good enough.
I'd actually be angry if I had to because they're such a great towel.